Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a special guest with us, Casey Arnold. Good morning to you, Casey.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Good. Well, we're really excited to have you here to visit with you because you are going to be the chef on Thursday at Produce in the Park. And so I want you to tell me how old you are, what grade you're going to be in.
I'm 6 years old and I'm going to be in first grade.
First grade. And where do you go to school?
Tri-Center.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your family.
My mom's name is Sarah. My big sister's name is Lauren. And my baby sister's name is Casey. And my dad's name is Kyle.
Okay. So, and your mom is Sarah. And, yeah. So I think Megan is in there, right? Is that your little sister? Yeah. Okay. So, it's a little unusual to have a six-year-old who's going to be a chef at a Produce in the Park. How did you get started cooking? When did you get interested?
Food Network.
Uh-huh. What programs do you watch?
Chopped.
That's one of my favorites.
And
do you have a favorite chef?
Alex Morricelli.
Uh-huh. She's fun to listen to, and she really helps people, doesn't she? I mean, she critiques food, and she tells them, I like this, and you could do this way better, and you're listening. Yeah, yeah. So, now, I understand that your grandparents have a garden. Let's talk a bit about the garden and what you go shopping for out in the garden.
Watermelon.
Oh, yummy. That's a favorite of everybody's.
Raspberries.
Uh-huh.
Blackberries.
You're a fruit girl, I think. Yeah. How about, do they have like onions?
And yeah.
Peppers maybe pretty soon and all those kinds of good things too. Okay. And then, your mom told me too. She told me a lot of things about you, Casey. That when you go shopping in the grocery store, you kind of look at things that maybe you haven't tasted before. Why is that? Some people go, I don't want that. I haven't tasted that. Why do you do that?
Because I want to try new things.
Uh-huh. And do you always like them?
Or no.
No. But you got to try them out to find out. And then when you go home, you take this thing home and go, I don't know what to do with this. How do you get information about that? Does your dad help you out a bit?
Yeah. My mom.
And your mom, yeah. Now when I have lots of recipe books, Casey. But when I have something that I don't know about, I go to the internet. Do you use the internet?
Sometimes.
Yeah. There's lots of information there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the things that you have made in the past. We're going to talk about your salad that you're going to do pretty soon. But what are some of the things that you just like to cook at home?
Sometimes I like to cook pizza and scrambled eggs for breakfast and sometimes salad.
Uh-huh. What do you put in your scrambled eggs besides eggs?
Pepper.
You're a pepper fan, huh? Okay. What about other herbs, spices? What, are there some other things that you've tried besides pepper that you season with?
Salt.
Yeah. You ever use chives or parsley? Or,
yeah.
Yes, those are some things. You probably can get those out of your garden, too. So that's a whole new kind of world out there yet to explore, all those herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we talked about that you watch TV, and I say, I like that CHOP program. I can't believe they get that basket full of food and they can make something good out of it.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that surprising?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I understand that you and your sister Lauren also do that at home.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite combinations that you've made?
I don't know.
Something for breakfast? How about, do you do anything with
a dessert?
A dessert.
The one we made at Grandma's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you do some things with yogurt?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you combine with yogurt?
Berries.
Uh-huh. Those favorite berries you have, raspberries, blueberries. Anything else that you put in there? Any cereal? You put
sometimes.
Yeah. So, Lauren, do you want to help her out? Lauren's here with her. What do you put in yours when you do the CHOP thing? Or what's your favorite? What have you made that you say, well, this is really good?
Cereal with yogurt.
Uh-huh.
she's mixed.
Okay.
And
what about, now, your grandparents have those berries in the garden, but sometimes, you know, those aren't ready. So then what kind of fruit do you use? You just
I use the watermelon, the blackberries, the raspberries, and sometimes blueberries.
All right. You girls just have this whole fruit thing. Casey, now I want to talk a bit about the salad that you're going to make at the park, because I think you're going to have to convince people to try it. Let's talk about what ingredients are in there.
Tomatoes, farro, feta cheese, and olive oil, lemon juice, cucumbers, parsley, and red onion.
Red onions. What a combination. That's great. Now, there's something in there you mentioned that a lot of people are going to go, what's that? And that's farro. You know, a lot of people haven't eaten farro around here. What? Tell us a bit about farro. What is it?
It's this kind of puffy rice.
Okay. Does it taste different than white rice? I mean, how do you think it tastes when you put it in your mouth?
Like a kind of nutty rice.
Okay. And where can we buy farro?
At the store.
Okay. It should be there on the grocery store shelf along with the other, like, rice and those kinds of things. Okay. Why did you decide to try farro?
Because I wanted to try something new.
Okay. And did you see somebody else using it, or did you just read?
My mom.
Okay. It's good to have a mom that helps you out. What about your grandma? Does she help you out too?
Yep.
Yeah. It's really handy to have those kind of helps along the way. Are there some things, what are some things you'd like to try next? There must be some things out there you're going, okay, I want to try that.
Sushi.
Oh, you're brave. That's not on my list. I can tell you that. So good for you. Anything else? Lauren, do you have something you want to try?
Sushi.
And you want to try sushi too. Anything else? Nope. Okay. Well, I know you're going to try a lot more things, but that's kind of interesting to have that top on your list. Now, you're 6, Lauren is 8, and you guys are doing the chop thing at home and you're cooking. What do you see you're doing when you're 10 or 15 or 20? What are your goals out there that you'd like to do?
Be on TV.
Yes. A particular program?
No.
No? I watched that one that has the young chefs in it, and I'm just going, I can't believe they can do all that. Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds pretty exciting. I want, just for a minute, we're going to get off the cooking topic. I want to ask about, what are some things that you like to do in school or some of your other hobbies?
Read. Sometimes play around with my sisters.
Are there some sports that you like?
Yeah. I like soccer, basketball.
And who is the swimmer in your family?
Lauren.
She's the speedy one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's good to have some different interests. And what about in school? What are some of your favorite subjects besides reading? Anything besides reading?
Math.
Oh.
I like the toys.
Okay. You're going to be in first grade? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Lots of experiences out there for you to try. Have you done any cooking for your friends? Do you invite your friends over and say, I kind of want to make this for you?
No.
Not
sometimes.
Yet. Sometimes. Now, you know, we've talked mostly about salads and veggies and so on. What other kinds of foods do you make? Do you bake anything?
Pizza.
Yes. You do cookies or brownies or anything like that?
Cookies.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think it's going to be really exciting to have you at Produce in the Park, and you're going to be making your salad, and of course you'll have salad for people to taste.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can try out. It's kind of like the judges for CHOP. They're going to come and see if they like your salad. But
yeah.
You have such great things in the salad, and it's going to be really interesting. So we really appreciate that. So thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
And you bet. Casey Arnold, come meet Casey on Thursday at Produce in the Park in Atlantic City Park, 4:30 to 6:30. Until next time, here's a thought. We must see our own goodness, appreciate our assets and abilities, and celebrate.